Bishop Metano has met two previous popes, John Paul and Benedict. He tells WXXI News there's no guarantee he will actually get to meet Pope Francis personally, but he's still very pleased just to be in attendance when the bishops gather on Wednesday to join the Pope in prayer at a cathedral in Washington.
When we meet with the Holy Father, it's always a very beautiful and uplifting experience, as it was with St. John Paul II for me and Pope Benedict XVI. And it's not so much what we expect from him as the opportunity for us to demonstrate our commitment to service with him in the church.
It's not just the bishops who will be inspired, according to Metano. He says the visit to the U.S. by Pope Francis will likely be inspiring to many Catholics.
I think it will energize the faithful just by the very positive anticipation demonstrated by the faithful for his visit. The coverage that the press gives to us helps all our people, whether they are able to be an event with the Holy Father or view it through TV. It's always a wonderful opportunity for them to connect with the Holy Father.
Pope Francis has been seen as someone whose outgoing, humble personality has struck a chord with many people around the world, and Bishop Metano expects that connection to resonate even more when he speaks before crowds in America this week.
I would expect his connection with the faithful here would be very positive. The people already seem very excited that he is coming to be with us, and the same connection that has been demonstrated in other circumstances in other parts of the world, I'm sure, will be repeated and reflected here.
Metano says the Pope's presence is intended to make that personal connection, to inspire the faithful, but also to find a way that Catholics can relate to.
He is the one who confirms for the whole church the core beliefs of our practice of the faith, so that the faith is not something that is ethereal or abstract or removed from our lives, but the faith is the real foundation for the decisions we make, the choices that are a part of our lives.
Bishop Metano says the Pope's visit will make an impression on people that will be locked into their memories, and he hopes those memories will ultimately nurture their faith. Another well-known pastoral leader from Rochester will also get to see Pope Francis during his visit to Washington. Bishop Matthew Clark, who retired as a Catholic bishop of the Rochester Diocese in 2012, is a guest of Congresswoman Louise Slaughter when Pope Francis addresses Congress on Thursday. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.